We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. And today we have a very special guest, Dr. Eller. We have Director of Workforce Development, Dina Goodwine. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so excited that you're both here. Dr. Eller, when you said that we were going to be talking about modern manufacturing, I didn't quite know exactly what that entailed. But now I have a little bit of a better understanding about it, because it's really everywhere.
Yes.
When you think about it. Give us a snapshot of what modern manufacturing is all about, and then Ms. Goodwine, we'll talk with you about what that applies to in Sylacauga City Schools.
So our students just have the opportunity to really see STEM in action. So it encompasses some science, some technology, some engineering, some mathematical skills, and they're able to take these skill sets that they're learning and apply it in multiple career areas, which we know that, you know, we've said it before, that our whole purpose of K-12 is really preparing the future workforce. So our students really get a sprinkle of so many things they can do. They get an opportunity to be credentialed, which is extremely important when you're, you know, ready to step into the business industry world. And so I've asked Dr. Goodwine to come this morning and just really share three of our programs that really fit that niche, the opportunities that our students have, and just where, you know, our partners that have enabled us to be able to do it.
Well, before we dive into the amount that we have here, which is vast, I just want to be upfront and clear that none of this existed in Sylacauga City Schools before either of you two were on staff. So this Correct. Is something that, by your vision and direction to bring on Ms. Goodwine here, literally none of this existed. So these have been opportunities that have been afforded to the students in the last 4 years that are crucial to the workforce development, which is your title, Ms. Goodwine. So what opportunities do students have with Sylacauga City Schools to embark on modern manufacturing?
That is a great question. So we have three programs, as Dr. Eller mentioned. One is the modern manufacturing program that was designed around all of the needs within all of our manufacturing companies throughout the state. And originally you started seeing these pop up regionally based on regional needs. So a lot of ours was driven by Honda of Alabama, which is right here in Lincoln, close by in Talladega County. And they have been a strong partner with us. We also have a partnership with Digital Promise for a cybersecurity program that we started. And that has been a great program for students to start getting some hands-on experience around computer science and also cybersecurity and all of those areas under information technology. And also, Dr. Eller had the insight to know that we really needed an engineering program as well. So mm-hmm. we have a Project Lead the Way engineering program
yeah.
that she started here, and those students are able to pursue engineering degrees. They even get certified in Autodesk Fusion 360 and AutoCAD, so they get those skills that they need as they go off to a post-secondary or a four-year collegiate program, because that's one of those really critical things that they need to know going into that.
Where would you say some of these students that are getting their experience in the classroom are going after graduation in the workforce around here?
Well, that's another great question, because we look at that. Each year we look at our placement data to see what students are doing after they graduate. And the number one industry that they're going into is manufacturing. So we know that. And then you just look around, I mean, right down the street, we have Bluebell, we have Omia, NEMAC, and IKO, Southern Alloy. We have so many manufacturing companies right here close to our school even, but also people go to Honda, Chronospan. There are lots of industries right
There's
around
no shortage
there as well.
At right, all around, right. yeah.
Well, and our, you know, our program should be driven by the needs of the workforce industry.
Yeah.
And that's what Dr. Goodwine's been able to do coming in, is really study study our region, study the needs of our region, have those conversations with business industry and say, what do you need? What kind, you know, what workers are you short on? What career opportunities are here? And how can we partner? And really, that's what matters, is what our area says they need. And it's important that we cultivate and grow those future workers while they're here with us.
Well, when it comes to the process of teaching this, the instructors that you have for these elements, these tracks that the students take, what training did they have to go through for them to be teaching this to the students?
Well, I'm going to mention one of them before Dr. Goodwin does.
Yeah.
You know, she mentioned the pre-engineering courses that we have.
Yes.
So the teacher that we have teaching that was in engineering.
Okay.
At Auburn.
Okay. Yeah.
And then took a curb and decided to be a math teacher instead.
Okay.
So he actually went to Elmore County High School, where I taught for a decade. I did not teach him.
Right.
But I did know the background there, and I did know that he had that engineering background, and approached him and said, I need you to teach engineering. I know that you went to school. Yeah. I know you've got the background. Yeah. I think he even did some work at NASA.
Okay.
And so I knew with his ability with math,
yeah,
and then that background in engineering,
sure,
that would be a perfect fit to teach our pre-engineering classes. And I was not wrong. He's done a phenomenal job in that realm. And Dr. Goodwin can explain the background of our other two as well. They're just as unique to the roles that they've been placed in, which is exciting. Mm-hmm.
So we have an instructor over the modern manufacturing that has experience at Honda.
Okay.
So it is required in the state of Alabama, when you're teaching that pathway, to have industry experience. Mm-hmm. And they can have an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, any of that works. Fortunately for us, one of the biggest struggles that we've seen with people coming in like that from industry, especially in manufacturing, they might not have the skill set to do online coursework and things like that. So fortunately, our instructor has a master's degree in instructional technology. And so he's been a great fit for the program, because he kind of is able to bring those two areas together.
And he had a substitute license as well.
Yeah.
So when he, and a military background.
Okay.
So he was in the military, retired from Honda, has this master's in technology, and then also had the experience of substituting in the classroom. So that's another hurdle that we tend to see, is that sometimes it's difficult for the business industry to move into that realm of classroom management and actually being able to teach the material. They know it, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to convey that in an instructional setting. And so the fact that he had already had some experience in the classroom, mm-hmm, substituting, I think really was a win-win as well.
If I could, I just want to take a little brief quote, because we mentioned this earlier before we started getting on the air here, from Jeff Lynn, the president of Central Alabama Community College. He had an op-ed that we posted on SylacaugaNews.com. And the way that he put this was obviously referring to October as Manufacturing Month, but that manufacturing has long shaped our state's economy, creating careers in automotive, aerospace, metals, and advanced technologies. It remains one of Alabama's greatest strengths, but its future depends on how well we prepare our next generation of skilled workers. Now, he's obviously looking at this from the community college level. Mm-hmm. You are at the high school level.
Right.
So this obviously influences at this level that we're talking about here, influences what we're going to do at the secondary level of education. So what is the reaction, the climate, the temperature, if you will, for students that know that they have these opportunities set before them that are really hands-on? What does that look like for them? What do they say? What kind of feedback do you get from them?
We have so many students that really find their home in our career and technical education classroom, because some students they may be daydreaming in an English class, or they may not be thinking about how that's applying to their future. But when they get in a career and technical education classroom, and I really think that all academics are kind of pulled together in CTE, but they start seeing the relevance of what they're learning in the other classes, and it starts to make sense of how that's going to affect them in their future. And so there's a lot of buy-in within these programs, and we love seeing that, and love seeing mm-hmm. that spark go off when students find their home. But we also, in addition to our programs that we've mentioned, we have a strong partnership with Central Alabama Community College. We have students that go there and learn welding and take dual enrollment, machining, and industrial electronics. Those are some of the big areas. So there's opportunities for them to do that as well. Sometimes they'll do that in conjunction with some of our other courses, and it just kind of gives them some leverage to be able to have some different skill sets that these employers are looking for.
Well, and you think about it too, you know, when I was teaching English, my students would always say, you know, when am I going to use this?
Mm-hmm.
Right, why do I have to know this? Yeah. When am I going to use this?
Right.
And you take our computer science cybersecurity teacher, for example. Her background, she worked for Department of Defense.
Okay, yeah.
Doing cybersecurity. So as her students come in and they're learning this material and they're asking, when am I going to use this? She can give them, you know, that applicable,
sure.
you know,
yeah.
scenario of here's how you would use this in this setting. You know, just like our auto manufacturing teacher right. with the experience at Honda, with our pre-engineering teacher with experience going through engineering courses. So to me, it takes all those other factors and assets and then puts it all together in a practical setting to where they're learning not only the skill set, but they're learning the why behind it, the when, and then they're able to see, is this something that I love? Is this something I want to pursue? Wouldn't you want to know that at a high school realm before you go off to college or somewhere else and you spend a lot of money getting certified or, you know, something of that nature, and then you decide you don't like it?
Yeah.
So this opens up those doors of opportunity at the K-12 area, you know, arena to see, is this something I like? Is this something I'm good at? Is this something I want to pursue? And a lot of these, you know, I'll take Honda for instance. You can get on with Honda right out of our modern manufacturing program.
Right.
You'll have the skill sets and the credentials that you need. But it doesn't have to stop there. You know, Honda has opportunities for their employees to go to college, to get degrees,
mm-hmm.
To move up in that
sure.
organization, and they're paying for that college degree.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
So you're in the realm, you're in your field, you get to move up in that field,
yeah.
and you get your education covered.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
I might be going against the grain, and if you say, Michael, you're fired from my show, then this might be the time. But hearing you say that makes me realize that there's no right way, there's no right track to get that degree at the next level.
Right.
And what you're proving here in some way is that college at the moment might not be the best option for somebody.
Correct.
Their life circumstances depend. It really could depend on whatever circumstance. So if you need to get into the workforce and you've had that training in high school and then you can go and make a career out of that and then get your degree, those opportunities would right. afford themselves there. Otherwise, you have now had other types of training to go get your degree and then move into the workforce. So,
well, and I think about, you know, Coosa Valley Medical Center. You know, we've got a great partnership with them, and I know it's not healthcare month, mm-hmm. but what we're able to do at the high school level with our, you know, pre-nursing students, our medical students, is able to feed into a need that they have there in the hospital, but it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
Once they're employed there, they have the opportunity to do an apprenticeship through
right.
Central Alabama Community College. And in that apprenticeship, they get paid to work there at the hospital, but their education is also paid for as well at CAC. So they're coming out with certifications, with degrees, and zero debt.
As we wrap up, what opportunities do you not currently have that you want to be able to provide to students?
We want to be able to provide youth apprenticeship opportunities. And I would say right now, about 40% of our senior class would be those students looking for a job. So probably we need companies to partner with us for about 60 to 65 students. I know a lot of those do go to Coosa Valley Medical Center. They're a strong partner. But we want to make sure that our students, when they graduate, they're either enrolled, enlisted, or employed. And again, probably around 60 or so students, we're going to need that kind of opportunity for this year by May.
Right. Wow.
So
I was going to say, it's a tall order.
The same partnership we have with Coosa Valley, we want to have with all of these entities.
That's a tall
so
order.
So that when our students are going through these programs, yeah, they have an opportunity to get hands-on experience in that setting at a company.
Well, if you are a business owner or have any influence that is listening to this right now, this is your heads up. How do people contact you to ensure that they can get to be a part of this to help develop the future workforce?
They can call at the central office, or my email address is dina.goodwine@scsboe.org.
Dr. Eller, thank you for bringing this to light on how important this is for the community and for the workforce and for the future of our economic development. I mean, really, this topic touches so many different facets of the world, and this is really, really incredible. So,
and we could not do what we do without our community partners. I mean, I say that over and over again, but it's really true. We are very blessed to have strong community partners. We're blessed to have a strong chamber. Our partnerships with CAC, our partnerships with Honda. I mean, they're just endless, the partnerships, and we are always looking for more, because the more partners we can have alongside us, the better prepared their workforce is going to be.
Sure thing. Absolutely. Ms. Dina Goodwine, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks. Dr. Eller, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.
Go Aggies.